Hi, everyone. It's April, and Tony and I are back here again this week to talk a little bit about our animals and catch up. And then, of course, we're going to ask Veronica some questions, which is always probably the highlight of the show. So everybody is doing well. Guinness is holding well with his acupuncture and that cold light laser therapy thing. It's a miracle. It's just a miracle. And I had a lot of healer friends who helped out with all this. There's a woman named Dina and a woman named Shirley who do a lot of back in time healings, and they're both excellent at what they do. And they sent some healing to him. They did all this energetic work, and I could see the changes in him. He wasn't eating. They did a little healing thing, and boy, all of a sudden he was eating again. So between them and this new doctor that I have, I feel so blessed that I have the support and I have the knowledge of these wonderful people, Dina, Shirley, and Dr. Trujillo, who is at the Limehouse Veterinary Clinic. So, Tony, have you gotten a new dog over there? Wait, have you gotten a new dog yet?
Not yet, honey.
Not yet.
I'm not ready yet.
I understand.
It took my heart out. So I've got to be able to give 100% to a new dog.
Yeah, you got to really heal up.
Yeah, I
so resonate with that, because when Guinness was having a hard time, I was just, my heart was on the floor.
Yeah, and you know, I mean, the way each one passed away was very difficult, you know, mm-hmm. So it's taking time.
Yeah.
But, you know, mm-hmm. We'll see, you know.
All right.
We'll see us go along.
Yeah. Well, you'll know when the time is right. You'll either run into something, or something will appear on the horizon that wasn't there before, and it'll be the right timing. It has to be that way.
That's going to happen. That's exactly. Yeah. That's how I see it happen.
Good.
Okay,
well, I'm going to go get Veronica, and why don't you say hi to everybody?
All right. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the show today. And we've got some great questions for you. And, you know, I encourage you all the time to write in to innerwhispersradio.com. And that's INNER, whispersradio.com. Are you there, Veronica?
Yes, we are. Good day to you.
Good day to you. Our first question is coming from JP. How was Jesus able to walk on water?
Well, the human brain is not utilized to 100% in your culture. The human brain has a lot of abilities that haven't really been tapped into. Jesus was able to separate from the linear in a very dramatic kind of way because he was practiced at it. A lot of you are not practiced at it, so you find it difficult to even conceive of it. We think that energetically, the brain is able to do that. Now, you have certain religions, like the Tibetans and the Hindus and things like that, that can accomplish these kinds of things, but it's usually done by individuals who are devoted to the concept of it and devoted to practicing it and really good at moving away from linear drama, which is what you have to do. So we'd say, first of all, start a meditation practice where you start to separate a bit from the linear. And you would be able to walk on water, because the brain is really quite an instrument. And if you practice this and you back up and you keep doing the meditation, sooner or later you could be able to walk on water. But you have to know that Jesus was very practiced at it. And he had one foot in the eternal and one foot in the linear the whole time he was on the planet. So it was more natural for him to do it, and he didn't have to work very hard at it, because it was something that he could do, like, you know, taking a walk or running. So we would say to all of you, make sure that you start a practice of meditation where you back up, or There are also that exercise I give out a while back where you step out of the linear for the weekend. You don't do anything from 9 p.m. Friday night to 9 p.m. Sunday night. You don't do anything that's linear. You don't talk on the phone. You don't get on the internet. You just be. You can make food. You can sit with friends and talk. But you can't do anything that ascribes to time. It's an interesting exercise that we think you might want to think about, at least trying, and see if you can develop that part of your brain that would allow and support you walking on water. It would take a while, and you'd have to practice at it, but we do think being in the timeline can confuse and confound the best of energies. So allow yourself that moment. Start a practice and see, and do the exercise, and see what happens.
Okay, our next question is coming from Bill. I'm a healer. Do I need to worry about lower energies while I'm healing others?
Well, it's always a good idea to set the intention before you work on somebody. Because you never know what kind of energy frequency they are carrying. You never know. So we don't think you need to worry about it, but you do need to be aware of it. And set the intention that you're not allowing any riffraff in. You don't want anybody with lower frequency. You want only the highest level of frequency to come in and work through you while you're doing all this. So you don't need to worry, but you do need to be aware.
Okay, our next question is coming from Angela. If my spirit guide is a healer, Can that energy be channeled through me to help others?
Absolutely, yes. A lot of you that are healers, most of you are doing it with your own energy, but we think a grand number of you are doing it with the help of spirit. And a lot of times, if there's a lot of rapport and resonance between the two energies, that particular healer, who might have some ancient remedies that you don't know, can come in and work through you to help the individual that you're working on. Absolutely. In this case here, your spirit guide is your companion healer. But there's also random ones and also specialists and those who have information that most don't have. So to bring that healing kind of energy through you is a wonderful, beautiful thing and make you feel really good about yourself and really good that you're able to help people that way. You're bringing in a specialist, just like you would in the linear, only it's much better.
Okay, our next question is coming from Joan. Is energy only able to transcend time where not hindered by the physical? Is energy only able to transcend time where not hindered by physical?
We would say that energy transcending time has a huge obstacle with the physical. Energy on its own does have a bit of a problem when the physical is involved really deeply. And that's why we always say, take a moment to separate from that a little bit. So that when you have energy coming through you, whether it's a healing energy for yourself or others, it's able to come into your body and work without working about a timeline or the thickness and denseness of it all. It's not just because it can't be hindered by physical all the time, but you can do a workaround and get past it. So we'd say, know in your heart of hearts, that energy, especially healing energy, can transcend time and space, but the physical reality being so thick and dense can cause it to be a difficult problem. So the best way to handle all this is to, again, set intention and saying, I want this energy to be able to push through the physical reality into the energetic field of the person I'm helping here to help them heal. There are ways to do it, and we think all of you are capable.
Okay, Veronica, that was our last question. And if you want to take a break and come back and give the message to the world, that would be wonderful.
All right.
Okay. Well, I want to thank everyone for listening to the show today. And I always say, if you have more questions on any topic we just spoke about, write in to innerwhispersradio.com and we'll try to get your question on the air. So don't be shy. Are you there, Veronica?
Yes, we are. Well, we think this particular time, this is what you call your summer, it's a really good time to do a cleanup of your own energy. And it seems like today there's a lot of energetic questions being asked. And we want you all to know that maintenance of your own energy is often required while being in the thick, dense reality called Earth, the physical plane. You have to be able to take the time to allow your energy to rest, to replenish, and to expand itself out. And if you're constantly taxing yourself, constantly using the energy, constantly dealing with problems, your energy suffers a bit from it. And we think doing the maintenance of healing up your own energy is very important, especially if you're a healer, especially if you're someone who's trying to help others spiritually. You've got to fill up your own gas tank so the car can run. So we'd say it's important for all of you, healer or not, to do maintenance on your own energy, whatever that may be for you. All of you are very different. If it means you take the day where you just take a quiet day by yourself, or you take a walk, or you participate in a musical event that, you know, lifts your spirits up and stuff, it's very important to take good care of your own energy. You have to remember that your soul's not used to this thick, dense reality, and it can be tedious and hard to work through it. And some of you throw your hands up sometimes and say, I just can't do this. We've talked to many of you. So maintenance, even when things are going really well, decide you're going to do a maintenance moment where you allow your energy to rest. You prop it up with good insertion of positive energy and allow your energy to ebb and flow evenly out of you and not be in a forced kind of way. It's very important. So decide that every day you're going to do a little bit of maintenance on yourself. Don't wait till it all piles up and then it's a huge task. Every day, maybe when you first wake up or maybe when you go to sleep, decide that you're going to do spiritual maintenance on your own soulful energy so that it can maintain its integrity and strength. It's a good idea. So everybody should be starting to think about that and how you would implement such maintenance, because we can't give a standard answer because you're all so very different.
All right, Veronica, beautiful as always. And I want to thank everybody for listening to the show today. We'll be back with you next week. And until then, have a great weekend. Bye-bye.